The Burt Show.
Gen Xers, I'm afraid it's gone now, and it is time to honor it and say goodbye. Hear this sound when you are trying to dial up internet.
Bring it down. Bring it down. I can't take it.
It's the end of an era. Do you remember like where you were the first time you heard that sound?
I absolutely do. Well, AOL announced a couple of days ago that their dial-up internet service is shutting down. Abby, do you even know that sound?
Yes, no. It was so dramatic. And for what? Because you could always connect to the internet, but it would always give you a hard time and scream about it. Like, it was going to get you to the internet, but it wasn't going to be happy about it.
So, yes, I do remember. And then we'll go into we'll walk down memory lane for a second here. But yeah, Stacy and I had an apartment in Alexandria, Virginia. And I had a little itty-bitty office set up in our, like, studio apartment in the right corner of our living room, and that's where I did my work. And every day I had to sign on to AOL and get into my AIM, get into my messages, and every single time I had to use that, so I was on it all the time. And whenever she had to make a call, I think I remember I had to sign off, didn't I?
Yeah. Somebody couldn't be on the phone and on the internet at the same time. So do you remember your username? Because I remember mine.
Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed.
Okay.
It was the same as my vanity license plate.
You had a... What? You paid extra for a vanity license plate? What?
It's going to get worse.
How have I known you for 14 years and I'm just finding out that you had a vanity license plate? That is so ick.
That matched my AOL screen name.
Oh, my God.
It's going to get worse. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'll just spell it for you. Oh, I don't even want to.
He's so embarrassed.
I'm so embarrassed. Okay, I'm going to spell it.
Okay.
Remember, I was doing morning radio, as I am now.
Oh, my God.
M-A-K-U-L-A-F.
Make you laugh?
I'm so incredibly embarrassed.
How did you ever get laid?
I don't know. I really... I don't know. I don't
know.
Okay,
mine is not nearly as bad now. Oh, my God.
If you guys want to call up right now, if you got time and you want to share like your embarrassing screen name back in the day, 1-855-BIRT-SHOW, that'd be fun.
I don't know if I could look at you the same way anymore.
That's why in all these years that we've been working together, I have never brought it up.
You have never mentioned that make you laugh.
Might have had two Fs, actually.
Yeah, that tracks.
Somehow that's worse.
It is. Yeah. All right, so we had a computer room in the house, and it was just like a random room with the family computer in it. And that's where you would go and you would hear that dial up, and then mom would come in because she needed to call some like cousin, uncle, aunt, friend to gossip about like whatever. So then you'd have to, or somebody would pick up the phone and it would kick you off. So mine was not nearly as bad as yours. Daisy04, DAZEEY 04. But the time we used it the most for the AIM and the messengers and then the chat rooms and stuff like that, I would go spend the night at Sherry Hamlin's house in middle school because her parents did not watch us at all. And she had a hot tub. So we would hang out in the hot tub and then we would go to her room and we'd like dial up and you'd hear that sound and we'd log on and we'd go into chat rooms and we would chat with men and and then we would get like so giddy. I think I printed out some of the correspondence so I could keep it like as a diary, but
which could have been evidence.
Yeah.
Some call it a diary, some call it evidence.
Yeah. And so, but those were like my fondest memories of AOL. But my God, Herbert Weiss.
Oh, I got another one for you also. The calls are coming in to make it sound even better. But my former, whose name was Tiffany, when she was like 13 years old, was online also. And because her name was Tiffany and her parents, when they were driving, she would see Jiffy Lubes all over the place.
No, she didn't.
At 13 years old, used Tiffy Lube.
No.
It was she was totally innocent. She just didn't know.
She had no clue.
She had no clue.
Yes.
Hey, Miranda, thank you for calling. Your ridiculous screen name back in the day.
Baby got a booty.
Baby got a booty.
Miranda, how old were you when you came up with Baby Got a Booty?
Probably 12.
Oh my God. Baby got a booty at 12 years old.
Man. I mean, you did.
Thank you for calling. Emily, good morning. You are on the Burt Show. If you want to be.
Emily.
Oh, hey, sorry.
Hey.
Burt, just to make you feel better, mine was actually Love to Laugh.
Love to Laugh. Oh, we should have been driving side by side on the road.
We
could have organized a carpool.
Like, if you guys would have ended up in the same chat room, like, that could have been destiny for Make You Laugh and Love to Laugh.
So, just walking down memory lane here, and I'm reading from this article. It was back in the 90s. Remember, it was America Online at first, and they shortened it to AOL in 2006. Yeah, you would sign on and hear this again. I'm not playing it in its entirety. That's good. That was also the sound of the fax machine, wasn't it?
Similar. Not quite the same, but similar.
And then do you remember the online CDs?
Oh, yeah.
So they came to you in the mail. They were a CD, and you got a certain amount of hours, like 100 free hours, and then you had to purchase it, right? Mm-hmm.
You had to pay for access to the internet.
You had to pay for it, and this was the statistic that kind of blew me away. They've canceled it now, so it's not around, but 160,000 Americans were still using dial-up in 2023. About 0.1% of internet connections. I didn't realize there was anybody.
I had no idea it was still a thing.
If I had to sign onto the internet every single day still using that, I would never get onto the internet.
Oh my God, no. It's like nails on a chalkboard.
It's terrible, but AOL, dial-up, he's gone.
See you later. Never.
The Burt Show.